Cześć, tu Kasia Sielicka, angielski w pracy z humorem. Zapraszam Cię na kolejną bezpłatną lekcję angielskiego. Dzisiejszy temat to, mało humorystycznie, niestety, wyjątkowo, utrata pracy. Losing your job. Let's get started. Touch wood. Odpukać. Touch wood. Let's hope you will never need to use the words from this lesson to talk about yourself or about people, you know. Let's hope you'll never need them. Still, the loss of a job is a sad reality that many of us are facing or have experienced because of the pandemic. Is this also your lot? Lot? Los dola. Is this also your lot? Or maybe you know someone who has found themselves without a job. There are a few English words that you can use to talk about losing a job. I'll tell you about three of them, but there are lots more. So, the first one is to be fired. To be fired. This means that you lose your job very often as punishment. For example, you can say she was fired for refusing to comply with dress code regulations. Or she's the one responsible for firing and hiring. In Polish, to be fired, zostać zwolniony. Number two, to get the sack. Or to be sacked. Get the sack. Be sacked. This is an informal expression and basically means the same. So you can say we didn't want to risk getting sacked by challenging the manager, or he should be given the sack. In Polish, zostać wylanym. Get the sack. Be sacked. And the third one, to be made redundant. To be made redundant. This is a formal expression. This means that the company decides to let you go, usually because of restructuring or some group layoffs, some structural changes. So you can say 200 workers were made redundant after the merger. The merger, fusia firm, a merger. Or the hostile takeover, wrogie przejęcie, hostile takeover, resulted in all of our mid-level managers being made redundant. Okay? In Polish, zostać zwolnionym, zwolnienia grupowe, depends on the context. So, when the employer fires you, you're still employed for the notice period. Notice period? Okres wypowiedzenia. And if it is you making the decision to quit, rzucić pracę, to quit, then you have to hand in your notice. Hand in your notice, złożyć wypowiedzenie. Hand in your notice. The good thing is that you usually get the severance package. Severance package, odprawa. And if you're lucky, you're given a golden handshake. This is the big amount of money that senior management gets when they retire. Golden handshake. Wysoka odprawa, złoty spadochron. Something like that. Golden handshake. So, these are the good things. But after you lose the job, for some time, you usually get the unemployment benefit. Unemployment benefit? Zasiłek dla bezrobotnych. Unemployment benefit. And then you can say that you are on the dole. On the dole? Na zasiłku. And the percentage of people who are unemployed in a country is the unemployment rate. Unemployment rate, stopa bezrobocia. Okay, so these are the good money things connected with losing a job. But losing a job wreaks havoc in your life. Wreaks havoc, szerzy spustoszenie, and it triggers a plethora of negative emotions. It triggers, pociąga za sobą, it triggers, a plethora, mnogość, obfitość. So it triggers a plethora of negative emotions. These emotions can include feeling shattered, struzgotany, shattered, cheated, oszukany, cheated, disgruntled, oszukany, zawiedziony, disgruntled, or down in the dumps, w dołku, down in the dumps. So you can feel shattered, cheated, disgruntled, or down in the dumps. Now, I feel blessed, szczęśliwa, dosłownie błogosławiona, ale to nie ma dużo kontekstu religijnego w takim codziennym użytku. So, I feel blessed in never having experienced such a calamity. Calamity? Katastrofa. So I've never experienced such a calamity as losing a job because I've always been self-employed. And it was always me making decisions when I want to work, how, where, and who with. So I am really, really lucky and I feel grateful for that. But I want to express my deepest sympathy, sympathy for those of you who have suddenly found themselves without employment, especially now in the times of the pandemic. I sincerely hope that this adversity, will prove to be an opportunity. So I sincerely hope that this adversity will prove to be an opportunity and a chance to change your life for the better. And I do believe that you will find a job which will be even better for you. Or maybe you'll start your own business. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you. Trzymam kciuki. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you. If you need some support, or if your friends need some support in looking for a new job, you might find it helpful to come to my online training at the end of the month on the 29th of September. I will be teaching you about the most common mistakes at the job interview in English and how to avoid them. Yeah. So if you've lost that job, if you're going to look for a new one, find a job, get a job interview in English, then this training might be useful to you. You'll find the sign up link in the comments. So next week, I'll tell you about looking for a new job. So some more vocabulary, looking for a new job and the better future, that's coming up next week. And thank you for today. That was me, Kasia Sielicka, your favorite English teacher, angielski w pracy z humorem. Do zobaczonka. Pa, pa.